Hello, Radio St. Pete listeners. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And today at this Pistol House in, we're not in historic town, we're in Palmetto Park, I believe, with some really cool like bluegrass music in the background, AB Sees Who.
Hi, everyone. This is Heather Griselka. I'm here with Alexis today on this very rainy and strangely chilly summer afternoon.
Yes, but we were admiring the bungalow porch, which neither of us have.
Yes. Right? Yes.
So it's we're so sitting nice. On the porch. Yeah.
It's so nice to be here on the porch with the bluegrass.
It's like, I know, kind of we got the rainy vibe going, but it's fun and cheerful anyway.
Fun and cheerful. We just need some dogs out here. There's no dogs here.
Oh, okay. You're right. There are no dogs, which is rare in St. Pete.
Very rare in St. Pete.
Do you have a dog?
Yes.
I did not know that. Tell me about your dog.
Oh, her name is Tilly. She has three legs, and she is the fastest dog on three legs you could probably ever meet. And she is from Pet Pal Animal Shelter.
Oh, seriously?
The best place to get a dog in St. Pete.
Okay, that's good to know. So, did you get her with three legs, or was there a story behind it?
Yes, we got her with three legs. We just fell in love with her when we went to the shelter, and she had maybe an abusive or neglectful past. So she's a nervous little lady, but a perfect dog.
Oh my goodness. Okay, you have to tell me, what's the coolest thing she does with three legs?
Oh gosh. I mean, really, it's just how fast she is, but really? She loves to swim too. I mean, nothing holds her back.
This is a lesson for us humans, right? We don't actually need our four limbs to be superheroes.
No.
We can do a lot more than we think we can, probably.
No, she's a very capable little animal. So big shout out to rescuing dogs with disabilities.
I love that. I love that so much. I didn't even know we were going to go there, but that's how ABC's You goes. We never know what's going to come. But we've come together just kind of sort of spontaneously because we're both vendors for Hypatia Collaborative. So do you want to tell me a little of your journey of coming into Hypatia? I mean, whatever you want to share.
Oh my gosh, Hypatia is this amazing resource in our community. And you can find them online at hypatiacollaborative.com, which I should say Hypatia.
Or is it .org? Is it .com or .org?
It's .co.
Oh, .co. Yeah,
good. Look, I'm not helping. And Hypatia, everyone has a different pronunciation of it, but it's Hypatia. So some people pronounce it with a hard T and others
I know there's all different pronunciations.
Long story on that.
Look it up.
It's Greek, exactly. It's literally Greek.
So what was your story in getting involved with Hypatia?
Yeah, so I have worked in the past with the founder of Hypatia, and it's a shared services organization for nonprofits in the St. Pete area. And so we are working with a whole bunch of small nonprofits here in St. Pete who may not ordinarily have the funds and resources available to hire vendors. And so there's vendors ranging from lawyers, marketing, tech support, accounting, everything you can think of, every level of expertise. We are providing these nonprofits at no cost to them. And this is thanks to a very generous grant. And so a whole bunch of experts have come together to help these nonprofits thrive.
And what has been, your favorite parts about doing this? I mean, you've been on the journey, a couple years now?
Couple years now, yeah. I got involved even before it started.
I was hearing some of the origin stories just earlier.
When it was, just in the imagination stages, and now here we are full blast helping. How many nonprofits now?
I don't know.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a pretty phenomenal ecosystem. And, actually, I found out about Hypatia only because I interviewed Lindsay on ABC's You 2 or 3 years ago, well before Hypatia existed. It was a spontaneous connection. Julie Rocco introduced us at a coffee shop. It was the Chelsea Coffee Shop, actually. Also, Palmetto Park. Ah, it's funny. She just kind of, I was having coffee with her and she said, oh, you two need to meet. Lindsay walked in and she was like, you two need to meet. And it seems that's how things happen in St. Pete. And so I spontaneously just interviewed Lindsay right then and there on ABC's You and didn't know her from anything. And then we were meaning to do a coffee date for years. And then I saw what she was up to on Hypatia. I was like, we should do that coffee date. So it's wild how these connections kind of loop around and the ecosystem that is St. Pete and all the really active, cool people doing the nonprofit work, all sort of interconnect. And you know, Hypatia is also in Thrive, which is where Radio St. Pete is. So this is like all kind of one big happy family in a way. And how did you know Hypatia originally?
So I knew Lindsay through my business. So okay. We had done work together serving other clients. Mm. And then she's had this idea for a long time. Lindsay's fantastic. She pulled this together and made this happen. And she's helping so many nonprofits in our community. And I've been working in the nonprofit space for over 20 years. And I did not know how many nonprofits are here just in St. Pete. And there's a lot of people who work a full-time job and then have a really meaningful nonprofit on the side. So there's a lot of people doing a world of good in our community. So when you ask me what's the best part about it,
yeah,
it's meeting people in this community who I've never had the chance to meet before because of this, and then being a part of their amazing work.
Yeah, their amazing work. I mean, you're probably making friends through it too. Like, are there certain people that you can think of that you now feel...
Yeah, well, I just
kinship.
Met you.
I guess me, yeah. We're our friendship to come.
And we're neighbors.
And we're neighbors when I met
Which
you.
We didn't like, know.
You're in North Kenwood, right? And I'm in
right.
Historic Kenwood, yeah.
Yeah, you're walking distance from me. We didn't even know that. But just some of the, not just the founders, but some of the clients that we've worked with, we will definitely stay in touch beyond just, you know, the consulting work that we're doing. It's so much more than the work. Definitely friendships have formed, and I definitely will be doing some volunteer work with some of these organizations as well. So, yeah, it's just been a fantastic experience. And I really encourage people to go to the website and look at hypatheacollaborative.co.com
yeah,
to learn more about it.
Explore this ecosystem, right? I mean, I think that is one of the beauties of Pinellas County and St. Pete. I think we are just this hyper-connected and hyperactive in a positive way.
Yeah.
And the relationships are strong. I've never been a part of such a community like this. So
yeah, and it's a big table. There's room. There's more room at the table, whether you're a nonprofit or you have a skill that you think could help nonprofits. There's yeah. more room at this table, so it's worth checking it out and getting involved in some capacity.
Yeah, so you heard it here on Radio St. Pete. Just get involved. Get involved in St. Pete. That's the answer to everything.
Yeah.
If you want to love St. Pete, just get involved in something. Thank you for talking to me, Heather. This has been lovely on the Pistol House porch here in the rain, but loving it.
Sounds good. That was great. Thank you.